This is
Scott. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing today, Scott?
I'm fine. Who's this?
Great. My name is Tony, and I'm calling from Opinion Surveys, and would like to ask you a couple of questions about your attitudes and opinions. If you don't mind me asking, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I'm a college grad.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic, Latino,
nope,
or Spanish,
nope,
origin?
Nope.
All right. If you don't mind me asking, sir, what is your race?
White.
Awesome.
Caucasian, however you want to say it. Italian.
Are you registered to vote in Columbus?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, awesome. As you may know, in November 2023, next month, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Though sometimes things come up that prevent people from voting, as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you certain?
100%.
Almost certain to vote? Okay.
100%.
Awesome. Okay, great. Just 1 second, sir. And, okay. Do you plan to vote by mail, early in person,
no,
or
in person,
on election day?
Okay. Well,
early
day.
In person. On election day, okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0, not
10.
All motivated, 10. Okay, great. Awesome. Now, we'd like you to rate your feelings about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5, somewhat, that you're neutral, and 0, that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of that person or group, please let me know. Have you ever heard about Andrew Ginther?
Yes.
And what is your opinion about him from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. What about Nick Bankston?
Don't know him.
What about Joseph Motil?
Don't know him.
What about Luis Gill?
Don't know him.
Okay. What about Parhan Jetty?
Nope. Privately, I just haven't gotten to spend time with reading about the candidates yet.
What about Shannon Harding?
I just know Ginther because he's current.
Have you ever heard about Shannon Harding?
Yeah, 5.
And what about the Columbus City Council? How do you feel about them?
I'd probably put them at a 0 as well.
What about Nancy Dake-Akauer?
Don't know her.
What about Adrian Hood?
Nope. Don't know him.
What about Emmanuel Remy?
I'm trying to think. I know. Nope.
No? Okay. We're almost done, okay? I truly thank you for helping me complete this, okay? Now, let me ask you this. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? You would rather elect new people to the city council so the council can go in a new direction, or you would rather re-elect city council so they can continue the work that they have been doing?
New direction.
New direction, okay. If the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Joseph Motil or Andrew Ginther?
I'd probably say Martell because I don't like Ginther, so I would look.
So you would lean towards Joseph Motil, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, if the November election for Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Luis Gil or Nancy Dake Akauer?
I can't say because I don't know.
Okay, we can put it down as undecided. That's okay. Yep. Now, if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held, would you vote for Parhan Getty or Nick Bankston?
I'm undecided.
Okay. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Adrian Hood or Emmanuel Remy?
Undecided.
Okay. Now, this November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding $3 million for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding $4.7 million for general permanent improvements, at a collective rate not exceeding $7.7 million for each $1 of taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024. Now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes to approve or no to reject this measure?
Rejected.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I'm more conservative, so I say Republican.
Okay. Are you married? Unmarried, you're with a single. Okay.
Married.
Are you the parent of or guardian of any children under age 18?
No, I'm not.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or you were not able to vote?
Trump?
Okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$200,000.
Okay. And I truly thank you, sir. We are complete with this survey. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful evening, sir.
Thanks, you too. Take care. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.